This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. They took every penny they could find.
The House efforts have solved $850 million of the $1 billion problem.
And even decided what to do with some money they've not yet found.
This $31 million for the medical school in Shreveport would be put in a priority line if that funding is available.
The full House has passed a $24 billion budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. Of course, House members shifted some of the funding around, starting with taking $2.5 million out of the governor's travel budget and giving it to state police. Representative Katrina Jackson.
So that every time the state police moves for campaign travel for the governor, they will not do it out of their own budget.
With word that the private operator of the state prison in Wynn Parish is quitting in 6 months, House members voted to shift the funding for that facility to parish prisons. Representative Steve Pilant.
Let's entrust the inmates back to the sheriffs, who constitutionally are declared to be the keeper of the jails.
There was an attempt to include the federal Medicaid expansion in the budget bill. Representative Robert Johnson.
It's not about voting for political parties, about donkeys or elephants. It's about voting for people, people who are working and in need.
That failed 41-56. But an amendment to strip nearly $26 million from the Office of Public Health, using it for 1,000 disabilities waivers, clinics in New Orleans, and a few other projects, did pass. Now the Senate will craft their response, with less than 3 weeks left in the session. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.